This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. This next story is about the Environmental Protection Agency and regulation, not deregulation, which has been a big push under the Trump administration's EPA, but actual new regulations. There's a group of chemicals known as PFAS. You'll find them in microwave popcorn bags, dental floss, nonstick pans, waterproof shoes. The chemicals are basically unavoidable, but have been linked to birth defects, immune system problems, and possibly cancer. The EPA made a plan to regulate them, and then something unexpected happened. The chemical industry cheered the move, and environmental groups slammed it. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong explains.
These chemicals are turning up in water all over, from Minnesota to Alabama, from New Mexico to North Carolina. And as the feds respond to a nervous public, chemical companies have to do something too, says chemical industry lawyer Lynn Bergeson.
They recognize there is an issue, and it's important optically for all pertinent stakeholders to engage and fix a problem.
But skeptics see no fixing by the EPA. Environmental groups reacted with words like fail, fumble, foot dragging. The plan to limit chemicals in drinking water is just a restatement of intentions from the previous agency head, says Betsy Sutherland, a retired EPA scientist.
It is really repromising what Scott Pruitt promised back in May of 2018. So the industry has received a very significant delay.
Critics say the EPA is also moving too slowly to make polluters pay for cleanup. Stephen Aquario of the New York State Association of Counties says right now, small water utilities are on the hook.
There's a lot of financial impact to the communities here, so very important that the United States appropriate significant funds, but also manufacturing responsibility is part of this long-term cleanup effort.
The who pays question will matter in government and in court. New lawsuits are filed almost every day against chemical makers like DuPont and 3M. For its part, the EPA calls its plan a comprehensive nationwide effort to protect public health. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.